Shabbos Daf Lamed Zayin. So we left off saying that there are two possible ways to understand the Mishnah. Either the Mishnah can be saying that you can't return food onto the stove on Shabbos, but you can leave it on the stove if you put it before Shabbos, even if the stove wasn't shoveled out or you didn't put ash on top of it. Or we said that the Mishnah can mean, even if the stove is shoveled or you pour the ash on, then you can leave the food on before Shabbos. But if it's not, you didn't like shovel it or pour the ash on, then you can't leave the food on Shabbos, and you definitely cannot return the food on Shabbos if you took it off. So we had answered that the Mishnah seems to be going like the first explanation of how to understand the Mishnah. But now we're going to try to say that the Mishnah is really talking about whether or not you can return the food to the stove, and it's talking about the second explanation of the way to understand the Mishnah, and we instead read the Mishnah like this. If you heated your stove with straw or stubble, then you can return cooked food onto it if you removed it. If it's heated with pulp or with wood, then you cannot return the food to the stove if you removed it on Shabbos, unless you shoveled it or poured the ash over it before. If you can leave food on the stove, whether or not it was shoveled or you poured the ash on it. And then the Mishnah says, what type of food can you leave? Beis Shammai says, hot water but not cooked food. Beis Hillel says, you can put both on. And they also argue about returning the food, that Beis Shammai says you can remove it on Shabbos, but you can't return it to the stove. And Beis Hillel says you can even return it to the stove if you took it off. And the proof is that Rav says the Mishnah is only talking about placing food on top of the stove, which is not going to be so hot, but you can't put it inside. There was basically on these stoves, there were special stoves that you could put inside and you could put things on top. And Rav says that the Mishnah is only talking about placing food on top of the stove. So this makes sense that the Mishnah is talking about returning stuff, and Rav is qualifying the ruling of whether or not you can leave the food on an unshoveled oven or the stove that was not shoveled, or that you didn't pour the ash out, that you didn't pour the ash on top of it. And Rav is just coming to qualify that we're only talking about on top and on the sides. But if the Mishnah is talking about just leaving the food on in general, and you wouldn't be allowed to do it when the oven isn't shoveled or you didn't pour the ash on top of it, then what's the difference between on top or the inside? Because then Rav's ruling wouldn't make sense, because it wouldn't make a difference. If you're not allowed to leave it on in general, then it doesn't make a difference if it's on top or in the inside. But we can actually say, no, really what Rav was talking about the end of the Mishnah, where Beis Hillel says you can even return the food to the stove, Rav is just saying, yeah, when Beis Hillel says that, it's only talking about on top of the stove, but you can't put it inside. We have another braisa that says, if you have twin stoves, which are stoves that are side by side and share a wall in the middle, one was shoveled and banked. Banked is where you poured the ash on top of it. So one of these stoves was shoveled and banked, and one of them was not shoveled or banked. You are allowed to leave food on the stove that was shoveled and banked, but you can't put food on the stove that was not shoveled or banked, because then it's going to be too hot. And what can you leave? According to Reb Meir, what are you allowed to leave? Beis Shammai holds you can't leave anything on top of the stove before Shabbos. Beis Hillel says you can leave hot water. And according to Reb Meir, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree that if you removed the food on Shabbos, you can't return it. Reb Yehuda quotes the argument a little differently, more like our Mishnah, that Beis Shammai says you can leave hot water on, and Beis Hillel says you can leave hot water and cooked food on. Beis Shammai says if you remove food, you cannot return it on Shabbos. Beis Hillel says you can even return it. And so now this whole thing makes sense if the Mishnah is talking about leaving food. So now we're trying to say it's more like the first one, about leaving things. Because if it's talking about leaving food, then our Mishnah is just going like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda's arguments of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel perfectly match our Mishnah. However, if the Mishnah is talking about returning the food, then the second way of explaining the Mishnah, then our Mishnah can't be going like Reb Meir, because clearly Reb Meir doesn't line up with our Mishnah, because they argue Reb Meir is different, because Beis Shammai, according to Reb Meir, Beis Shammai wouldn't allow leaving water or anything on the stove, but in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai would allow that. And he's different than Beis Hillel in two ways, because Reb Meir says that according to Beis Hillel, you wouldn't be allowed to leave cooked food or hot water, but we know Beis Hillel allows both. And in our Mishnah, and Reb Meir also says that according to Beis Hillel, you can't return food, but according to our Mishnah, Beis Hillel does allow it. So it can't be going like Reb Meir, and also can't be going like Reb Yehuda, because if we're saying that the Mishnah is talking about returning the food, then the Mishnah would allow you to leave food on a stove that wasn't shoveled or banked. However, Reb Yehuda would require that. So Reb Yehuda, in his opinion that we just brought down, requires you to shovel out or bank the stove if you want to leave food on it. But if the Mishnah is talking about returning, then the Mishnah would allow you to leave food on a stove that wasn't shoveled or wasn't banked. And that can't be going like Rabbi Yehuda. So we answer, though, it seems to be saying like the Mishnah is going like leaving the food, and then our Mishnah just fits perfectly with Rabbi Yehuda. But we answer that the Mishnah can even be talking about returning the food, the second explanation, because our Mishnah, whoever wrote our Mishnah, agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Meir, but they agree with Rabbi Yehuda in one instance about what the argument is between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, because that perfectly matches Rabbi Yehuda, but it disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda in a different way, because it holds that you can leave food even if the stove wasn't shoveled or banked. So there, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara asks, can you put a pot on the side of the stove? Meaning, the sides of the stove are going to be hot, so can you put a pot next to the side of the stove to let it get heated from there? So the two sides of the question are either we know that you can't put it on top of the stove or inside the stove, but that means that on the side you can. Or would we say there's no difference? Since you can't put it on top or inside, you can't put it on the side. We have a brisa that says, that we quoted before, that if you have twin stoves, you could put it on top of the stove that was shoveled or banked, but you can't put it on top of the other one. So now the proof in this brisa is that you're putting the pot on top of a stove that was shoveled or banked, but even though it's going to be heated from the stove, which is right next to it. And this seems to say that since it's going to get heat from the stove that's next to it that wasn't shoveled or banked, then it's the same thing that you could put a pot on the side of the stove. However, we could say here it's different because here it's above the other stove, and maybe it's not going to get as hot. It won't get as hot from the other stove, whereas if you put it directly onto the wall of a stove, it will get much hotter, so we can't compare it. So we try to bring another answer from Rabbi Chiya, who says, if you banked your stove, meaning you poured the ash over it, and then it flared up again, the coals lit again, you could put food next to the stove or on top of it, and you can if you removed food, then you can return it. So it seems to say that if you didn't bank the stove, if you didn't pour the ash on, then you wouldn't be allowed to put it next to it. You're only allowed to put the food next to it because you already poured the ash on. However, if we're going to say that, then we'd also have to say that since Reb Chiya also says you can only remove it and return it when it's banked, then that's what we have to say, that you can only remove the food if the stove was banked. However, that doesn't make sense. So what the Reb Chiya must be saying, the only reason he brought it up, he only said removing the pot was to introduce the case of returning the food, and the only reason he said putting it next to it was to introduce the case of on top of the stove. However, next to and removing are not really part of his ruling. However, we say you can't compare the cases of removing and returning to the case of next to on top, because in the case of removing something to return it, it's all in the same place. So we needed the introduction where you said you removed the food so that we could go to the case where you returned it, because you need the space to return the food. However, next to versus on top are not the same place, so we didn't even need any introduction. So what's the bottom line? We have a brisa that says if you had a stove that's heated by pulp or wood, then you could put it next to the stove, but you can't put it on top if it's heated by pulp or wood, unless you shoveled it or banked it. And the Gemara just notes that if the coals die down on their own, then that's considered the same as banking. So that's the final conclusion. Rav Oshia says that if you banked your stove and then it flared up again, then you can leave your fully heated water or fully cooked food on the stove. So does this mean to say that even if the food will be improved if it dries out, because the stove is still going to be hot because the coals flared up again? So is this saying that even though the food will be improved by drying out, meaning it is fully cooked, but it's still going to be improved by drying out, by leaving it on top, so that would seem to aid the cooking process, but it seems like Rav Oshia is allowing that. So you say, no, it's not a general ruling. Rather, Rav Oshia only allows it here because you originally did bank the ash, and you did bank the coals, and that's why he would allow it. But then in that case, it's obvious. No, Rav Oshia is teaching, even though the coals flared up once again, you might have thought that it goes back to its original status as a live fire and a live stove. It's going to teach us, no, it's different. So Rabbi Bar Chana says in the name of Rav Yochanan, if you banked your stove and it flared up again, you can leave your fully heated water or fully cooked food on it, even if you're using coals made out of rosem wood, which are very hot and very hard to extinguish. So does this mean to say, again, we're going to ask the same question, that even if the food is going to improve when it dries out, that you can leave it on top? Is this a global ruling? We're going to say, no, it's just isolated to this case because you originally banked it. However, this is obvious because you banked it, so he's coming to teach that even though it flared up again, it doesn't have the status of a live stove. But then we already know that this is the exact same thing as we just said from Rabbi Oshia. So we answered that Rabbi Bar Chana, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, was coming to bring the new ruling from about coals made out of rosem wood. You might have thought it's different because they're very hot and very hard to extinguish, but he's coming to teach us that they are treated the same. Now, Rav Shesha says the name of Rav Yochanan a little differently. He says that if you have a stove that was heated with pulp or wood, you can leave water that wasn't fully heated or food that wasn't fully cooked on it. However, if you removed it, then you can't return it unless you shoveled or banked the coals. So he seemingly holds that the Mishnah is talking about returning the food, but you can leave it on top of the stove even if it wasn't shoveled or banked when we're dealing with pulp or wood. So, but Rava says we already learned both of these rulings from different Mishnayot, because we learned the ruling about leaving food on an unshoveled or unbanked stove, that you're allowed to do that, from a Mishnah that says you can't place bread in an oven or a biscuit on coals unless there's enough time for the surface to crust. But this seems to say once the surface has crusted, you can leave it on a stove even if it wasn't shoveled or banked. So we already learned that. And we also learned that you're allowed to return food to the stove. You're only allowed to do that once the stove has been shoveled or banked, because our Mishnah quotes Beis Hillel saying that you can return the food, but it would only make sense to say that this is only when the stove is shoveled or banked. So we already learned both of these teachings. So why is Rav Sheshes coming to tell us this in the name of Rav Yochanan? So Gemara answers that Rav Sheshes in the name of Rav Yochanan was just coming to explain these inferences in the Mishnah out straight out for us. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav Yochanan a little differently. He says if you have a stove that was heated with pulp or with wood, you can leave fully cooked food or fully heated water on the stove, even if it's going to be improved by drying out. However, there was a rabbi who said to Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda that Shmuel and Rav both say you can't do that. You're not allowed to improve food by drying out. And Shmuel bar Yehuda answers, I know what they say. I'm just teaching what Rav Yochanan holds. Rav Ukva Mimishan says to Rav Ashi that the halacha really follows Rav Yochanan's view according to Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda, but since you live in Bavel, Rav Ashi, which is near Rav and Shmuel, you should follow their ruling and you can't ever put things on a stove which will get improved by drying out. Abai asked Rav Yosef, can we leave food on a stove that wasn't banked, that you didn't cover the ashes? So Rav Yosef answers, yeah, Rav Yehuda does this. He eats food that was left on a stove. And Abai says, we can't bring a proof from Rav Yehuda because he's very sick. So you could even cook regular food for him since he's so sick. So that's different. So Rav Yosef answers, you're right. We learn it from Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak because he does this, and we know that he's very careful with his actions, and so we can learn it from him that you're allowed to do that. That you're allowed to leave food on an unbaked oven, on an unbaked stove before Shabbos. Rav Ashi says, I saw Rav Huna once eat fish that was left on an unbaked stove. But Rav Ashi says, I'm not sure if he holds that food that's improved when it dries out, you're allowed to leave on the stove. Or the reason he ate this fish that was on the unbaked stove is because the fish has flour in it, so it's going to get ruined when it dries out. And that's why he was allowed to eat it. So Rav Nachman teaches a general ruling that food that will be improved when it dries out, you can't leave on an unbaked stove. If it will be ruined, though, then you're allowed to leave the food on a stove that wasn't banked. And he teaches, again, another general thing, that anything that has flour in it will get ruined when you leave it on the stove, except for turnips, which have flour in them, as long as they have meat. However, if you're making this turnip dish with meat that's going to guests, then it will not get ruined. Sorry, it will get ruined because you're using larger pieces of meat for your guest. And then since they're these larger pieces of meat, they can't get ruined. And he finishes off saying that dishes of figs, cereal, and dates will get ruined when they dry out. Shkayach.